I guarantee you can go viral in 30 days if you follow my framework. The thing about going viral is it's actually just a system. Like, a lot of people think that it's like a mystical spell. Like, people think I'm in my living room, got a cauldron going, got my magic wand out, I'm saging. I'm like, okay, well, it's just a system. 3.3 million views. You guys, she got this through watching the keynote and implementing exactly what I share with you. I know she made a lot of revenue off the back of this post. And guess how much she spent? Zero. All right, welcome back to Society Week on the Boss Babe podcast. If you listened to our episode earlier this week, then you'll know that this week we are giving you free access to some of the amazing coaching calls inside of the society. So this coaching call was all around the sales engine. A lot of people are very intrigued as to what a sales engine is. It's when we have a really irresistible offer, we build a funnel, and then plug in a traffic source, and we're able to build a really profitable, predictable, and repeatable business. I truly believe that the only way to build a profitable, predictable, and repeatable business is to have a sales engine. So we had so many questions of people saying, what is a sales engine? Please, can you teach us? So I hopped onto a coaching call, and this was the result of that. So the reason that we're doing Society Week inside of the podcast is we are doing a promo right now because we're in launch. So it normally costs $1,000 to join us for the society because you can only join the annual plan. But right now we are allowing you to join monthly, which means you can join us for just $97. You're going to get access to our entire curriculum, which in itself is like a $1,000 course that you're getting for $97. Plus you get to come to our coaching calls and access the template vault and so many other things inside of there. I'm so excited. If you can't tell by my voice, I'm so passionate about the society. It truly is the place that you get to be if you want to build a freedom-based business. There is nothing else out there like the society. Nothing even compares. The value in there for what you get is mind-blowing. I mean, we've had women staying with us from the very, very beginning of the society. And what always happens is women join and they say, I know you said it was good, but I didn't realize it was this good. I want to show you how good it can be. So that's why I'm giving you access to one of these coaching calls. So this is one of the last free coaching calls you're going to get from the society since this is Society Week and it ends today. So with that, I hope you really, really enjoy this episode and it adds some value to you and your business. Let's go, everyone. Hi, everyone. In today's society call, what we're going to talk about is the sales engine. The sales engine that you know we are all absolutely obsessed with at Boss Babe. And when it comes to freedom-based businesses, it's an absolute essential. I truly, truly believe that the only way to build a predictable, profitable, and repeatable business is to build a sales engine in your business. I truly believe that. I have mentored over 1,000 businesses. I've seen inside lots and lots of businesses. And this is the one thing that I see of successful businesses and non-successful businesses. So what I want to do is give you a quick overview of what that is. Obviously, you know, you have all of your success engine curriculum. Now a sales engine and success engine curriculum are quite different. So your success engine inside the society is your entire playbook to building a freedom-based business. The sales engine is really the engine that makes it work. So we're going to dive into this detail right now. Success engine is the thing that helps you get clear on what's your vision? Where do you want to go? What kind of business do you want to set up? How are you going to delegate? How are you going to systemize? Crossing every T, dotting every I. The sales engine is really, let's call it the fuel. And it's the thing that makes the business work. So you have something that you can actually delegate. So you have something that you can actually scale. This is the most important part of all of it. A sales engine has three parts. It has an offer, it has a funnel, and it has a traffic source. And it's that simple, right? And most of you have this, or you'll be thinking about adding this to your business. So an offer is, what's your core offer? What's the thing that you offer to your clients? What's your service? What's your product? That's your offer. And if any of you are still in the phase of getting clear on that, you can hop into your curriculum and I walk you through what this looks like. So that's the offer part. So you've got something that you want to sell, but here's the thing. If you don't know how to sell it or you don't know how to tell people about it, you don't sell it. So it's really important that we have our funnel and our traffic source in place. Our funnel is basically a way of taking a lead and turning them into a customer. Now, it can be as simple as or as complicated as you like. It's basically a way of saying, hey, everyone, here's what I do. This is what I do. And so some people do conversion events, like what I explained inside the 4C funnel video. They do webinars, they do challenges, they do PDFs, they do sales calls, they do events, all different kinds of ways of telling people about what you do. Some people do quizzes. It's totally different. And some people do direct reach out and DMs. There's no like right or wrong way. Every funnel works if you make it work, but that's the funnel side. It's okay, I've got this offer. How do I now tell people that would be my ideal clients about my offer? And again, having a great offer and a great funnel isn't so great if you don't have anyone going through it. So that's why the third element is really, really important. The third element is a traffic source. Now, there's only three ways that you can actually drive traffic, build traffic, get traffic. You can build it yourself, which is building your audience. That's social media, email list, podcast. And we teach you all of the short form and long form inside of Society as well. So that's all in there for you. You can buy it. So you can run Facebook ads. You can run TikTok ads. You could pay for shout outs on people's newsletters. You could buy it. You can basically pay to play, get in front of people. Or you can borrow it. And what that means is you would be able to bring in affiliates and they would talk about your offer and they would get a cut if you made sales. It might be you're getting on people's podcasts and you're borrowing their audience essentially because it's their audience, but you're telling them about what your offer is. And so I'm curious for your post on the chat, whereabouts in the sales engine you are. Are you still figuring out what your offer is? If so, put offer in. Just because I know how to tailor all of our teaching. If you're figuring out what your funnel is, drop funnel in the chat. And if you've got an offer and you've got a funnel, but you have no traffic, drop traffic in the chat. So it is no surprise to any of you that my favorite way of putting traffic in your funnel is organic. Organic marketing, you guys. I am so excited about it because it's so good. I have used organic marketing and organic traffic as my primary traffic source since the beginning of my entrepreneurial journey, which is over a decade now. I actually said to Steven this morning, I was like, am I 31 or 32? And he's like, yeah, you're 32. I was like, yeah, I've really been in this game for a long time. So I've been using organic traffic since Instagram came out, when people were just like posting pictures of cupcakes with Valencia filters. I was like, cute, but how do I make money on this thing? So I've always, always, always loved Instagram. And what I have learned over the years is the algorithm changes constantly. The way to grow never changes. It has never changed. Since the beginning of Instagram, it has never, ever changed, ever. And it's not too late. So I've actually had a client, she's a society member. She grew from 0 to 500,000 followers in the last 6 months. It's not too late. It's just a myth. It's not too late. It's different. Like, listen, when I first started, that was like the heyday of Instagram. If you had 10,000 followers, you were like a huge influencer. It was like a whole, like such a different world. And it is a different world now, but it's not too late. So I just want to share that. Organic traffic's awesome. And I'll always share with you all the different ways that you can build. But what I'm personally most excited about and what I'm probably most trained in teaching you is organic traffic. So that's why we created the virality challenge that we have put out this month. So I'm going to show you that again. So Go Viral with Boss Babe, it's a challenge where basically there's a link to a training here where I tell you exactly how to do it. And then a spreadsheet with inside this keynote, which by the way, I delivered this training. Do I have any Ultra members in here? I delivered this keynote to Ultra members who are part of an Ultra mastermind. They pay $12,000 a year. And I delivered this training for them. And I said, Brendan, listen, please, can I have the recording of this? And can I give this to my entire community for free? He was like, okay. So this is a training that I delivered to a really high level group of people. And I'm giving it to you guys because I really know at every single level it's supportive. So that is in there for free for you guys inside the society. And then I mentioned a challenge on there of, I don't give a lot of guarantees. Like maybe, well, I don't know, maybe I do. I give a lot of money back guarantees, I guess. But I generally don't guarantee your success. I'm like, listen, I'm only part of your success. Like I can give you information, but if you don't implement, the success isn't going to happen. Here's a guarantee that I do stand by though. I guarantee you can go viral in 30 days if you follow my framework. Now, I give you the framework inside this training and I literally walk you through it step by step. Most people don't do it because it's kind of a lot of work. But if you do it, it can unlock some serious, serious virality, which equals growth in your business. And I love to give you examples. So I do have an example of two people that watched this training. That's all they did was watch the training and they went viral. So Kate, she had no Instagram growth in a year. She watched this training. She went viral 3 times in a week. Oh, that keynote has made me viral. Yes. Autism Success Academy. See, every niche, it works. I'm like, I just love it when people implement this. Oh my God. Anyway, so here's how I see if something goes viral. You can tell I love viral stuff. I click onto their page, whether I'm on phone or mobile, and I go into the Reels tab and I just scroll down and I look at the level of engagement people get. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. She's doing something pretty amazing. Because her average is below 5,000, generally. If I look at this, it's the average. 28,000. That's a lot of engagement. It's a lot of views. 13,000. 1.6 million. This is why I teach what I teach. Look at this, you guys. Look at the amount of likes on this. And it's so niche. It's calling in. It's not letting me play, I guess, because I'm on a call. But this is amazing. It's not too late, you guys. It is amazing and you get to do it in your niche. So please do the challenge if you want to get results like this. You don't need to buy anything else. Like literally just that keynote and what you've got in the society is good enough. But you can see, look, she wasn't getting huge engagement and then she hit viral and you can see now her averages have increased. So it's not just that the viral works this one time, but it then continues to work over and over and over again. Let's talk about Brianna. Love Brianna. She's amazing. She's actually in my CEO Mama Mastermind, but she watched this training that was inside of the society. Wasn't anything I was teaching in the mastermind room. I was like, listen, my best training is this one right now. Go watch it. Look at the level of engagement she has been getting. 3.3 million views. You guys, is this not insane? This is wild. Look at her engagement. She got this through watching the keynote and implementing exactly what I share with you. Look at the likes on this. And she has her ManyChat funnel running. Look, help. Everyone's saying help. That's people getting into her funnel. I know because she told me, look, I know she made a lot of revenue off the back of this post. And guess how much she spent? Zero. I'm sharing what's in the chat. Autism Success Academy. Virality these days, post with a free something, commenting a word in a ManyChat automation. I don't have to be on my phone all day. Yes, this is what I teach you in the keynote. Repeat things that's working. Giving a post that is flying. Time to go viral. Yes. Not everything will go viral right away. You might think, oh, this is getting crickets in 30 minutes. I'm going to delete it because it's embarrassing. Oh, you wait. If that's going to get traction, it might not happen right away. It's going to take time to ramp up. So letting people crave you. Hope this helps. Thanks, Natalie. I got 3,000 in 4 weeks, whereas it took me 3 years to get 3,000. So to get this, you go inside the community and you click here. You'll click join the challenge like this. And you can go through, you can comment on it. You can ask questions. You can also ask people to support you. Right. So if you post something and it's getting no engagement, pop in there and be like, hi, does anyone feel like coming and supporting me and looking at my posts and commenting on my posts? That's not cringe. That's what we're all here for. I remember when I was starting out and I'd be so like embarrassed, which is like, why would we even be embarrassed about working on ourselves and our businesses, which is like a whole other topic in itself. But I remember feeling so embarrassed, like, hey, I'm putting my business out there and no one's commenting. And I would send it to my friends, my family and be like, I know you don't really even use Instagram, but please, can you go and just comment on this and like say something nice because it feels like no one's even looking at it, right? That's not cringe. That's just the process. That's what it's like doing business, right? So post in there, say, hey, you guys, I just posted this getting some traction. Can you go and show it some love? I know all of you would be so willing to support each other. Nicole said, my favorite thing is to go through and comment on all of your reels, post them in the society. Yes, I just love that about the society. Okay, so let me see. Is ManyChat worth it if you don't get that many comments? I comment, but people don't comment the keyword. They react to the posts. So I mentioned this in my keynote, but the thing about that is you don't need a lot of followers to have the ManyChat funnel work for you. You need virality. Because what going viral means, it doesn't mean getting millions of views. Yes, the examples I've shown you, they got millions of views. That's not the goal. Let's say you have 500 followers, right? If 1,000 people see your reel, you've gone viral. All it means is your post is being shown to people who don't follow you. That's pretty awesome. That's Instagram doing your marketing work for you. And so that means your reel is being shown on people's feeds, in people's explore page. That's freaking awesome. You don't need a million views to go viral. It's just, wait, is my content being shown to people that don't follow me, that don't know about me? If they are, that's amazing, because those people now have a chance to follow you, which is how you'll start to see your account grow. They'll have a chance to comment and get in your ManyChat flow. So the more you focus on creating that niche content that does go viral, you can get that funnel flowing, right? I also did see a question that I do want to answer, which is really important, is should you do this if you don't have your funnel ready yet? So two answers to this. I would love it if you have your funnel ready, because listen, this is a cash machine when you get it working right. So if you do have your funnel ready and it's set up on ManyChat, go for it. Like, I think that's really, really great. It's up to your capacity, right? If you are fully at capacity building your funnel, maybe that's just where you want to stick right now in that focus. If you are at a place where you're like, yeah, I'm building my funnel, it's maybe taking me a couple hours a week, I still do want to grow my audience. I kind of want to tandem these strategies. I want to be growing my audience. I also want to crack the code on content. What I would do, because also all this research that when I'm having you research people that are going viral in similar niches, it's also really helpful for funnel research, because you're getting to see what other people are doing. Success leaves clues, you guys. None of us are like, I didn't invent the ManyChat funnel. I didn't invent virality. None of that. We all just teach it in our own different ways. Success leaves clues. And I love to have a temp check on what's going on in the industry. What are other people posting? What are other people getting success with? And so doing this research might actually really help you with your funnel. And it's also, I would say, before your funnel's built, practice it, but hold it lightly. And what I mean by that, you'll hear me talk about that a lot, is sometimes we hold our goals really tightly. Like, oh, this has to work. I have to get it working. And when it doesn't work, we're so deflated. It's like, oh, we're like white knuckling it, right? What I mean by hold it lightly is let go of the grip, surrender a little bit, have fun. Oh, it didn't go viral? Cool, I'll try again next time. Did I have fun posting the content? Kinda. Was it edgy? Did I learn something? Yes, cool, then it's a win. Loosen your grip on it, because all of this is just practice for when your offer comes together with your funnel, comes together with your traffic. That's when all of it starts working together and starts really working for you. But it's a process. So yes, you totally can be trying this before you have the funnel. I would really just say, just know where your priorities are. Know that if your priority is your funnel, and that's if you're in flow and you're like, oh crap, I haven't posted an Instagram post today, but you're already in flow, don't feel like you need to jump out and go do it. But if you're like, I would love to take a bit of a creative break right now and record something or create something and get it out there and see how it does, then totally do it. And you'll probably end up with something that's really working by the time your funnel's ready, and you'll have a lot of research behind it. So that's how I would approach this. But again, approach all of this lightly. I even say this with your offer and your funnel, all of it, right? Like, we think that we're going to get it right the first time. We think that as soon as we launch something, it's going to crush right away. And it's like, oh, I launched this offer. Thought it was amazing. Sounded good. Priced well. Deliverables were great. No one bought. Okay, let me pivot again. And you'll do that market research and you'll pivot. We hold it lightly. We're going to find something that works, because we think we know what's going to work. We don't always know. Like, we're not inside our customers' brains. I've been doing this with the same client now for 8 years. And I still get it wrong. I still put things out there that I think are going to crush and they just flop. And I'm like, what? I don't crush. Like, I remember, and I share this because I want you to go in with this mindset. I remember I was creating a free training. It was my conversion event. I was going to create a training on how to grow on Instagram. And I'd gotten to 1 million followers. And I was like, I'm going to teach everyone how to get 1 million followers. Like, I got it. Like, I know what I'm doing. So I put together this whole masterclass, poured my heart and soul into it, and I put it out there. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get so many signups. It's going to be amazing. Crickets. So I actually went into the society Facebook group. Remember when we had a Facebook group? And I was like so anxious. I was like, you guys. So I posted this workshop and no one's signing up. Curious. Is this just like not what you want? And I got a bunch of replies and they were like, Natalie, I just want to know how to hit my first 10,000. The million seems so far away from me. This is way too overwhelming. I'm not into it. And I was like, ah, great. That brings me back down to earth. I think I know what they want, but I didn't. I really didn't. And it happens all the time. So hold it lightly. It is not getting it right the first try is not a reflection of how good of a business owner you are. Getting a funnel right the first time, it's not a reflection of how good of a business owner you are, how intelligent you are. None of that. None of it. It's literally just, didn't get it right this time. Let me pivot. Let me make it better next time. And I do notice the funnels that do the best are the ones that don't hit right away because I have to rework them and I have to do my research. And the more I tweak them, I strike gold. So if you are that person that you're still tweaking it and you're like, oh, it's just not hitting, hold it lightly and know that you will really be able to get there and it'll probably end up even better in the long run. So I'm going to answer some questions. I have a question from Tammy. So I am in Freedom Fast Track as well. So would you recommend implementing both simultaneously? Okay. So what I would recommend based on what I know of your goals, I would say probably put 75% of your time into Freedom Fast Track and 25% of your time into this. The reason is I think both will complement each other. And I think you're probably, you know, if you're on the Freedom Fast Track call, I'll share this with you all because I think this is a good analogy. On Freedom Fast Track, I set them a homework. And Freedom Fast Track is our funnel accelerator. I set everyone a homework to go and do some research on something. And I said to them, the research is great. The research is going to teach you a lot of stuff. But here's the real reason that I'm doing it. I'm actually triggering you right now. And I was like, if you're out on a drive and you're like looking at all the random cars, cool, random cars. But then you decide you're going to buy a red car. All of a sudden you're out on a drive and every car's red. You're like, oh my God, I didn't know this many red cars existed on the road. That's not because more red cars decided to get on the road because you decided to get one, right? That is just because your subconscious is now looking for red cars because it's part of what you're looking for. Like you're thinking about red cars, you're seeing red cars. So when I set you a homework, often there's a little like underlying challenge in it. This is one of those pieces of homework. Because when you start looking for viral posts, you're now going to be trained to look for viral posts. So when you go on Instagram for that little late night scroll, you maybe less are looking at like, oh, that outfit's cute. I like that bathroom renovation. Oh, I want to build a playroom like that. You're probably more looking at, oh, that went viral for that. Oh, I see what she did there. She had a hook and then she used this and da da da. And you're analyzing why it went viral, right? That's what I really want for you in all of this is I want to train you to think like a marketer. And when you think like a marketer, you make money like a marketer. You grow your business like a marketer. You get your products out there like a marketer. You do things like a market. You do things differently. So that's what it is. And so long answer to the question of yes, 75% on Freedom Fast Track, 25% on this challenge, and more because the more you think like a marketer, the more success we're going to have together. And hold it lightly. If some weeks in Freedom Fast Track are going to be intense. And in those weeks, give yourself grace to not have to post, right? That nothing's going to happen. You're not going to get shadow banned. Your account's not going to decrease. I just took over a week, went completely dark on social media. I didn't post a single story, nothing on my feed, nothing. I actually didn't even open the app. I was like, I just need a break from social. And when I went back on there and reposted, my views were higher than ever. I mean, no one notices you're gone anyway. It's like, we think all of this stuff makes a difference. It really doesn't. So just hold it lightly, give yourself grace, don't worry about it. Let's take a minute to talk about one of my favorite educational platforms, Masterclass. I have been referring back to this platform for years, and I love that you can simply log in and take inspirational classes from world-class coaches no matter where you are. If you haven't explored Masterclass yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I think you'll really love what you see. One of the latest classes I tuned into was Anna Winter's class on creativity and leadership. She takes you into her office as Vogue's editor-in-chief, and it was so inspiring to learn about her leadership style, team culture, and how she encourages creativity in her team. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. There are over 200 classes to choose from, with new classes added every month. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe, masterclass.com/bossbabe.
The other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's five-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything pre-packaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple, and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So, if you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted, and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their five-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. prolonlife.com/bossbabe.
Maria said, what call to action could we use if we are just building our funnel? I love that. So what she's referencing is, inside the keynote, I'm teaching you a ManyChat funnel plugged into viral posts. It's like, you guys, this is like the $1 million organic funnel. And so what I teach you is, your ManyChat funnel is, it's a plugin that you'll use on Instagram. People will comment a word or a phrase and you'll get them into your funnel. If you don't have a funnel, what's the call to action going to be? So some of your reels don't need a call to action. So when you're doing your viral research, you'll see that a bunch of reels actually don't have a call to action and they go viral. Do you know what it is? I'm going to show you some examples, because I'm such a, like, I need to see things to learn things. I'm going to show you some examples of viral posts that we've had on Boss Babe that have no call to action, no entry into a funnel, nothing like that. But what it means is, when I do then post content to get people into the funnel, it gets even more engagement. So if you don't have a funnel, don't worry about your call to action. But let me show you some examples. If you're like, how do I even look for viral content? Okay. And this is just, I love this. So again, you'll go onto whatever page you're looking at and you'll click on reels and you'll scroll down. So some of the content we had that went viral, Judy, what a ledge. She went viral. This post went viral because it was so real, so good. But this one, right? You guys, it's the most basic reel ever. That's it. And it went so viral. So viral. 3 million views, over 100 likes. But what it meant is, when I started posting my other stuff that did have call to actions, my podcast, my newsletter, my funnel, I was getting higher engagement. Not to mention, it grew my audience like crazy. Same thing. Look at the amount of likes on this, you guys. I can't even fathom what that amount of people looks like. This is insane, right? This is all following the exact same framework I shared with you. There's no call to action. But a lot of people do comment just because they're like, okay, I relate to this. But some of the metrics that you'll see that made it go viral was the shares, whether they're sharing it in other people's DMs. Like, how many of you spend so much time in your day sending DMs to sending reels to your friends or your partner? Like, oh my, Steven's like, why are you sending me this many reels? Like, you better watch them and tell me you've watched them. So that is a signal to Instagram that it's relevant content. And so even though people are not commenting, it doesn't mean that you're not going to go viral. this one too, you know, it wasn't that people necessarily were commenting many chat. They were just commenting because it was relevant to them. And then, of course, I'll have my ones that send you into a funnel. I'll have all of that. Let me show you a funnel one. This is a new funnel one. 7,246 comments. Organic, you guys. That's all leads. And it was very simple B-roll, panning out. This was us at the Boss Babe retreat. A hook, read caption. Here you go. That's it. Comment playbook, people hopped in, people got it, right? So don't worry about your call to action for right now. You just said something amazing. I didn't think my reel that got 4,000 was a big deal, but giving my following of 2,000, it is a big deal. It is a really big deal. That is starting to go viral. Should you test your funnel before trying to pour gasoline on by going viral? Yes, ideally, I would love to see you test your funnel first. Just to make sure that it actually is converting. I do want you to have a converting funnel. Again, like you see, not every single post needs to push people into your funnel. But the ones that do, I would love to see that you have a working funnel. Another question. What are some great ways to reduce no-show? I am still sending reminders and SMS. Still people book calls without watching the details on investment. How can I simplify? Okay, so there's a few ways that you can increase show up. So one thing is they get something for free if they attend. Like if they're attending a webinar, a great funnel to hop into right now is Jenna Kutchez. She's doing a Pinterest webinar. I love the way she does her ManyChat funnels. Go and check out her Instagram, comment, hop in. She does it all inside of ManyChat. And then she'll tell you, I'm going to give you my Pinterest freebie if you come to the training. So that's one way to increase show up rate. We have a program, a mastermind called CEO Mama, and our funnel for that is a sales call funnel. So people fill in an application form and they actually pay to submit their application. We don't let anyone submit an application. And the reason is we take applications really, really seriously. I want to make sure that everyone is actually committed, would come to an interview call, and then, you know, would be willing to sign up. So we put a $97 fee to get them to submit the application. That kind of seeds out those people too. So there's a few different ways based on your funnel, how you could I really think about incentivizing the show up. Incentivize, like, what are they going to get if they show up? Or how can they have, like, so like if someone pays that deposit, of course we give them money back if they don't want to join. But if they put their credit, like submitting an application is one point. If you have to pull out your credit card, I'm like, I better be interested in this thing because I'm not just pulling out my credit card for anything. Which also, by the way, I got a tip yesterday that is relevant to Sales Engine for if you have a low ticket offer, offering like ShopPay or PayPal or any kind of one-click purchase on there can really increase your conversion rate because a lot of people might not want to pull out their credit card for like a $9 product, whereas if it's a one-click, they will. And I was like, love that. How do you repost the reels of other people? Do you click share from their page? Okay, so a couple of things. Yes, we do ask permission. You don't necessarily need to. I always give credit. I always tag them. I link them in the caption. I've never had anyone say, oh my goodness, I'm so mad that you shared my reel and it went viral and sent me a ton of traffic. I've never had that. But you can just drop in and ask for permission first if you want to. We do because we have a lot of eyeballs on our page and not everyone wants that many eyeballs. So we do ask permission, but you don't necessarily need to. The remix function can really help. There's also, if you just Google download a video from Instagram, there's a simple web page where you copy and paste the URL and it will download that in for you. How do you make going viral look this easy? Okay, so the thing about going viral is it's actually just a system. Like a lot of people think that it's like a mystical spell. Like people think I'm in my living room, got a cauldron going, got my magic wand out, I'm staging, I'm like, okay, well, it's just a system. And that's what I think makes people realize it's simple. It's like the system does take a lot of work and practice, but that's all it is. It's a system. And once you realize that, you realize it's actually quite easy. A lot of people think it's like, oh my God, it's guesswork. Like I need to put out 100 and just like cross my fingers, do the sage, raise my vibration and one will go viral. It's really just a system. That's it. And so once you know the system, it can be easy. And the more you do this, the more you can guarantee your virality because you understand all the psychological parts that go into that. Don't you feel like reels only go viral when you talk about how much money you make? No. So that is a trend. I will say that is a trend. And when I'm in a launch, I do love to put that out there because it does get a lot more leads, but it is not the only way. So I'm not discounting it. I totally have seen it. It doesn't have to be part of your strategy though. If that's not your kind of thing, that's not what you want to share, you definitely don't have to. I mean, you just seen the chickens and sunglasses going viral. If chickens and sunglasses can go viral, you can go viral. It's more just, is what you're posting really connecting to your ideal client? Like on a deep level, are they feeling seen? Are they feeling inspired? Are they feeling entertained? Like, is it really connecting with your ideal client? And if it is, then that's something that will work. And when you're thinking about putting people into your ManyChat funnel, yes, the revenue claims do work, but also so does a reel that speaks directly to your ideal client's desire. So when we were in a launch for Freedom Fast Track, I love just like giving you guys a full behind the scenes. When we were in a launch for Freedom Fast Track, our strategy was we put reels out there to get people to opt into our webinar. And our webinar was a playbook to a freedom-based business. Now, I know on a visceral level, people want freedom, not because they want to sit around and watch Netflix all day. I mean, if that's your plan, I also love that because I kind of like that too, but it's deeper than that. It's they want financial freedom. They want the choice to decide on where they live, how they spend their time, who they work for. They want the choice. Or I know that they want to take a lot of the stress out of work right now. They are in a place where they're honestly thinking of throwing in the towel on their business because they can't get it working. And it's so stressful and they're working every single hour of the day. I know that's a reason. And so whenever I'm putting my launch together and I've got whatever it is, my conversion event, I always reverse engineer and I like to ask the 9 whys. They want freedom. Why? Well, because they want more financial freedom. Why? Because they want to make choices. Why? Well, they want to decide if they send their kid to daycare or keep their kid at home with them, right? The deeper you get, the more you understand your ideal client, the more you can speak to them on that emotional level, the more likelihood you've got of your content actually hitting. So if you're ever stuck on that, do the 9 whys. And it's literally as simple as asking 9 whys. Well, they want to choose to send their kid stay home or send them to daycare. Why? Like, ask the why, ask the hard questions, and that's how you'll find out what's going to work for you. Do we not do posts and carousels anymore? Only reels? Nope, do all of them. Carousels are actually great. Quotes, normal posts, like all of that's actually great. We went through a season in the algorithm where Instagram really wasn't prioritizing anything but reels. Thankfully, they came to their senses and they're back to allowing any kind of these posts to go viral. And so again, when you do your research on that 10 by 10 exercise, you'll just find that some people are going viral with carousels, static posts, reels. It's very, very different, but you can totally, totally do all of those. Natalie and Boss Babe team, will this work for LinkedIn? I am not active on Instagram, or how can I use this on LinkedIn? Yes. Oh my God, this is such a good question. Yes. So the 10 by 10 exercise, it will actually work on any platform that you're on: LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok. It actually works for podcasts. So podcasts is a little bit harder to get going viral. It will work. And so what you'll do on LinkedIn is go and look at people that are getting that big reach, that are getting that level of engagement, that are getting those posts going viral. I know virality, they say on LinkedIn, if your posts go viral, that's not the goal of theirs. But with LinkedIn, it's a lot more niche and targeted and drives a lot more engagement that way. So go and look at people that are doing it really, really well. And same thing, reverse engineering their strategy. It will totally work for you. Marta said, I noticed that some of your reshares are collabs. Do they agree to that beforehand? Yes, they do. So normally if I'm sharing someone else's post, I'm like, hey, do you want to do a collab on it? Because this is another great hack, you guys. That not only allows that person to get a ton of traffic from Boss Babe, but allows Boss Babe to get a ton of traffic from that person. So we're sharing audiences, and that's really powerful. Even if two of you have like 2,000 followers, what if you collab on a reel together? In fact, let's get that into the community in this engagement channel. Why don't you all post if you're open to doing collab reels? Like, let's actually collaborate. But if you have 2,000 followers and that person has 2,000 followers and you collaborate on a reel, guess what? You get shown to more people and they get shown to more people. So everybody wins. When we talk about like the heyday of Instagram, a tool that a lot of us used, it was called Shout Out for Shout Out, where like, I'll give you a shout out of your page if you'll give me a shout out of yours. This is just the modern day shout out for shout out. Isn't this so funny? It's like, oh my God, it was only maybe 8 years ago, but now this is the modern day version of a shout out for shout out. Like, what are our kids going to say about this? So many, you guys are on fire with these questions, by the way. So good. A lot of you are up for doing collabs. Great. Go and put that inside. The best place to put it, and I'll just show you guys just in case you're like, wait, but where do I do that? So inside of the challenge, you can actually do that here. You can post in here. So you can literally post asking if anyone wants to collab with you. So you guys, if you want to collab, go look through these posts. You can also put it in the audience section as well. But definitely get it in here, because I know that so many of you have complimentary audiences as well. Priya said, rookie question, but how do you reverse engineer a marketing strategy? I love this. So actually, why don't we set you all this homework? So you can reverse engineer anybody's sales engine. And the way that you'll do this is maybe think about a few people who are crushing it in your niche, or they maybe just crushing it in generally, like you look up to them, you think what they've got going is really good, their brand's really good, their product's really good, they've got a similar audience to you, anything like that. You can literally reverse engineer their entire marketing strategy. There's a couple of different ways that you can do it. So the first way you can do it is literally, like, if you were going to reverse engineer Boss Babes, let me just show you. You could literally see that this is a place where I'm posting something and I'm having you comment. You could literally just comment playbook, go through my entire funnel, and then you're going to see how it all works. You're going to see how many emails you get sent. You're going to see what I'm pitching you. You're going to see the price point. You're going to see all of that. That's just reverse engineering, because you're going through someone's funnel. Another thing that you can do is Facebook ad library. And I don't know why more people don't tap into this. But let's say you're like, okay, I want to know someone that's like running a copywriting course, because I'm running a copywriting course and I want to see how they do it. Well, Marie Folio runs a copywriting course. So let's see if she's got any ads running. So you just go to, if you just Google Facebook ads library or look at people's Facebook ads, that's all you'll do. Click Marie Folio, and then you can go through, you can see all the ads they previously ran that are inactive, but you can also see all of the ads that are currently active. So she is running a free class. So I could click on this. I could get my first lesson, and then I'll be reverse engineering her funnel, because I'll see how many emails she's sending. I'll be seeing how she gets my attention, how she makes the sale, all of it, all reverse engineered. And I'm not spending a penny. If you did want to spend on it, you know, I love reverse engineering Russell Brunson's, because he's got one click upsells, order bumps, downsells. Like, his funnel is like a whole journey. If anyone wants to see a great one there, I wish I had an affiliate for this, because the amount of these that I sell is beyond. But I love reverse engineering his funnels. PerfectWebinarSecrets.com. You can see all of it. I mean, you guys, this guy is the master of funnels. You can see it. Yes, I want access. Cool. You fill in your information. You check out. Oh, look. Give me the PowerPoint too. You're going to click it. I guarantee when you click that button, the sale doesn't stop. The sale increases. Do you want this as well? Do you want this as well? All right. Well, if you don't want this, do you want this? And it'll keep going. So sometimes you might have to spend a few dollars to like really get into the nitty gritty of a funnel, but it's often worth it. And also, I'm going to put the recording of this call inside of your audience section, because I want you to be able to reference this back if you want to reverse engineer funnels. Do you have a lot of people reverse engineer your funnel? I feel guilty doing it with other real estate agents for some reason. Oh, absolutely. Don't feel guilty. Success leaves clues. And as long as you're not copying, it's not a bad thing to see how other people are marketing to you. This is just all practical learning. So I wouldn't feel bad about it, because I'm sure they learned it from someone else. Like, none of us invented marketing. We all learn marketing from a book or a person or a mentor. We all learn marketing through experiencing it. And this is just being really intentional. Like, if I was thinking of starting a skincare brand, right? One of the first things I would do is go to Sephora and pick up all the products on the shelf and look at them, take pictures of them. How are they doing? And I wouldn't feel guilty about it. That's all you're doing on the online marketing world. It just looks a little bit different. Do you consider the society a core offer? When did you add offer this before your core offer? Okay, would we consider society a core offer or freedom fast track? Great question. Let me just give you the whole Boss Babe business model. So Boss Babe considers the society its absolute core offer. The society is the place where we put, like, if I do a keynote, I ask the person I did it for, can I have it? It goes in the society. If I find out something new on social, I come on this call and I deliver it inside the society. If I get inspired to create new meditation, it goes inside the society. The society is where I consistently pour all of my time and energy. Freedom Fast Track is an upsell. So a good chunk of people that are in Freedom Fast Track are already in society. And if they're not, after the fact, we'll downsell them into society. We'll say, hey, you love this, come join the society because you'll have the regular calls. We bring them back into the core offer. Everything leads back to the core offer. If we want to upsell them into Freedom Fast Track, we would just mention it on this calls. You guys, if you want to work with me on a funnel, it's opening in 6 months or whatever. And it's just an 8-week program. We run it once or twice a year. But society's running all throughout the year. CEO Mama, same thing. We only open it a couple times a year and it's an upsell. And so core offer is the place that I want to send everyone in. I'm like, I don't care if you're a beginner or if you're at seven figures, society is valuable for you. So we're going to send everyone to the society. Then we're going to say for a select few people, we'll upsell them into Freedom Fast Track if it makes sense, or CEO Mama if it makes sense. Maybe an event next year, wink wink, that you please buy tickets for. We'll offer you different things, right? If we think it's relevant for you. But we'll always then drive back to the core offer. If you come to the event, but you're not a member of society at the event, we'll say, hey, please join society. If you're not a society member and you're in the mastermind, we'll say, hey, you should also be in society. So we'll always drive it back that way. I only had one offer for a really long time. I'm talking years. I was well into the multiple seven figures before I create any other offer. And I think a lot of people think that business has to be complex to be successful. I don't think so. And anything that I add onto the business model, so we have society, Freedom Fast Track. I wonder if I have a map of our business model. I can probably find it somewhere. Anytime I build something else into my business model, I really think about what it does to my freedom and my business model. So I always come back. Yes, I do. I knew I had this somewhere. I'm going to share this with you. I always come back to what my goals are as a business owner and what my team's goals are. So on my team, you know, I have a team that really value freedom in their lives. And so if all of a sudden I pivot the business model to everyone's working all weekends and all this overtime, like people are going to be like, this isn't what I signed up for. Same for me. If I start doing that when I know what my values are, I'm going to be like, I'm misaligned with my business. You know, I've been there. So I always bring it back to, does it make sense to add something else onto my business? Just because I can serve at every level doesn't mean I should. And for the longest time, up until last year, I didn't have a mastermind. I didn't have any upsell. And I loved it like that. And that felt really great. So just permission to do the thing that works for you guys. But here's our entire like business model, just so you can see. What we do at every single level is help you build a freedom-based business. And we just change the level of support that you get. So the freebies are the newsletter and the podcast. Those are where we pour a lot of free content in. The core offer is the society. The upsell for a certain few people is Freedom Fast Track. And then the upsell for a certain few people is CEO Mama. It doesn't mean people need to be members, tap into them, but this is the core. This is where our free stuff leads into. And this is the mid-level of support for helping you build a freedom-based business. So if any of you are building offer suites, this is the way you want to think about it, is what's the through line? What's the thing that links everything together in your business? And then what's the level of support that you offer in your business? The more expensive, the more support, right? Like we offer some really great stuff inside of the podcast, but I'm not doing Q&As like I am doing here, right? I'm not sharing my screen and reverse engineering stuff. I'm not doing any of that. So it's just a different level of support. And so people will opt in to pay $997 a year for that kind of support. But then I'm also not critiquing your guys' funnel one by one, right? So if you wanted that, you would then opt in for Freedom Fast Track. Or if you wanted to come to events, like at every level, we change the level of support, but the through line never changes. And again, this is just all based on what you want out of your life and how does your business actually support you in that? Where does OLS and IS sit inside of your product suite? So really, it sits here, but it's not a huge focus of ours. So you've probably seen that we aren't running huge funnels for IS and OLS right now. We have it baked into our business that a lot of people who are in society will just opt in as an extension of their curriculum, but it's not something that we are fully prioritizing. And so a few years ago, I had a business model that was very much kind of hands-off. I had these evergreen courses and a membership that was running, and a lot of the calls were delegated to coaches, and I wasn't really connecting one-to-one with clients. And when I came back after my maternity leave, everything about the way I wanted to run my business had shifted, and I was craving that connection with clients. And it's not to say, hey, my DIY courses aren't valuable. They are, but they weren't supporting the level of support I wanted to give in my business. And I didn't love having lots of faceless clients. And so I changed up my product suite to be able to work more. Like, you know, I do majority of the calls in the society every single week. I do every single CEO Mama call. I do every single Freedom Fast Track call. Like, I put back into my business the things I was missing because I got really clear with myself. If you actually dive into the alignment audit in the society, this exercise is a thing that helped me get clear on what wasn't working for me in my business and what I wanted to change. And so I just changed up my entire business model, which meant I'm promoting those programs less and I'm promoting things I want to do more. So they exist kind of as a through line. Like, I would demonstrate it like this. They're on equal footing and people will naturally stumble upon them if they want to take it further. They'll naturally stumble upon OLS if they're browsing what we've got and we talk about OLS. They'll go find it and they'll buy it. They'll naturally stumble upon Influencer School, but I'm not actively promoting it, if that makes sense. And I love to share all of that too, to share that, like, just because something was working for you a couple of years ago doesn't mean it's forever. Or just because you're coming up with a business model now and you're like, oh, but I don't want to create a product that's not my forever product. It's okay if it's not your forever product. It's okay if your motivations change. It's okay if you want to change things. Doesn't mean you have to burn your business down, right? It just means you're going to pivot slightly more. To the way that I see it is, every single year I'm more in alignment with myself. And every single year my business is more in alignment with me. So that's the way that I like to see it. And I just love being super open about it. Okay, I'm going to wrap this call. This has been awesome, you guys. Thank you for bringing such epic questions. I feel like this was such a productive call. Know that you can always bring those questions. How does this work with your business model? What about this? I'm so happy to share literally everything with you guys. Amazing call. Love this. I'll get the replay up and I will see you guys next week for a Q&A. Bye, you guys.